right, it's time for the staycation setups. The morning mess. That's JD. That's Sienna. I'm Joey Boy. And let's say good morning to Naomi.
What's up, Naomi?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. So we are, I'm looking at the email right now. It says that you think your man is cheating with one of his clients he helped get in shape. So I'm assuming, is your man like a trainer?
Yeah. So Paul and I have been together for a year and a half, and he is a personal trainer. I was his client.
Oh.
I was trying to get in better shape, and he was a really good trainer. He really helped get to my goals and helped me with my fitness journey. And just, you know, along the way, naturally, we just started dating. And he's had many clients while we've been together, and there's never been a problem with any of them. But now I'm starting to have some suspicions about one of his clients, Jesse. So Paul usually tells me all about his clients, shows me their progress photos, and everything just keeps me in the loop on what's going on. But Jesse started with him like 8 months ago. And when he showed me her transformation pictures, like, she looked incredible, like, good for her. And I can't even hate. But the difference with her and all of his other clients is that he spends way more time with her. And then recently I learned that he failed to tell me he was doing private sessions with her at her house twice a week.
At her house?
Yeah. And I only found out because he kept coming home late, and I finally got him to admit what's been going on. And that raised a red flag, because, like, why not just tell me? And he said that he didn't want to tell me because he knew I'd tell him not to do the private lessons. And he's exactly right. And on top of that, it's the constant texting and phone calls, and he's prioritizing her over all of his other clients and his own girlfriend. And we met because I was his client. And once I got to looking my best is when we started dating. So this is starting to feel like a cycle that he just repeats.
Yeah.
That would be kind of messed up if he's only dating you guys, or the side chick, whatever, when you guys look your best.
You're like Legos. What the hell? That's like literally grooming, I feel like.
That's weird.
He's grooming his clients into his ideal perfect match and mate. That's weird.
And he doesn't do that outside of this as far as giving private lessons? Is it always at this one gym?
It's usually always at this one gym. He is working on maybe starting his own business outside of the gym.
Mm-hmm.
But that idea really hasn't taken off yet. It's just kind of like a thought.
Right. So nothing specific that you caught him doing, like no text messages, pictures. It's just your intuition. And you know that's how he landed your beautiful self, is by you being a client. So you're a little worried.
Right. It's just a little shady, I guess is the right word. It doesn't feel right.
Okay. Well, based on that, I think it's valid you feel that way, especially that's how you met. Well, what we'll do is we'll sick Sienna on. I don't know, you know Sienna. Sienna's like a pit bull in a dress.
Yes. That's my new thing now, a pit bull in a dress.
Sienna, you going to call Paula?
Yeah, I'm going to call him up, offer him a free romantic stay, and then I'm going to ask him who he wants to put on the reservation, and then that's when we find out if he's going to take you or this other girl, okay?
Okay.
All right, fingers crossed. Staycation set up. Let's rock with it. You ready?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Paul?
Yes, this is Paul. Paul's
Hey, Paul. My name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel with some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
Yeah, that's great. I didn't sign up for it. No thanks.
Yeah, well, I can explain that to you, Paul. We saw you really present on Google and Yelp reviews, and since we're new to the North Scottsdale area, we thought the best promotion would be to pick someone from those sites to give us a review of their full experience here at the Aurora Hotel.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm getting good reviews and stuff, but no.
Well, are you sure? It is completely free. We're going to put you and a guest in our penthouse suite with the honeymoon package. So I wouldn't want you to hang up and miss out on this offer and have it go to someone else.
All right. Okay. I could use a free hotel night. All right.
Perfect. Well, congratulations, Paul. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I could give you a second to think on what the note's going to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready, all right?
Okay, that's funny.
Yeah, it's just something fun.
Yeah, let's do a saucy note. And it says, I have a little surprise for you tonight.
Okay, I can write that down for you, Paul. And as I'm doing that, just one more question for you. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
It's Jesse.
Okay.
Man. You have a little surprise for this.
Hello?
Hey, Paul. So legally, we have to give you a heads up. You are live on the radio. Our show's called The Morning Mess. We have Naomi, who listened to this whole conversation. She actually called us and suspected that you were messing with this girl, Jessie. So, Naomi, I'm sure you have a few questions for Paul.
Yeah, what happened to reassuring me that nothing was going on and that you were keeping everything professional? And the second she looks like something you want, you go ahead and f*** her, because a few months ago, you didn't look at her like that. And I wonder why that is.
It is professional. What are you even f***ing trying to say? I mean, are you that jealous of one of my successful clients who I told you specifically you didn't have to worry about?
You invited another girl to a hotel room. You do realize she heard that, right?
So what?
So what?
Maybe I don't even show up. Maybe she just uses
yes.
the room.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right.
No.
Uh-huh. Right. Sure. And maybe the Cardinals will win the Super Bowl this year. Come on, man.
It's so un-f***ing fair. It's my business that we're talking about here. Now you're like putting my business out there and putting that at risk. I mean, nobody f***ing gave you permission to do that.
Oh, that's so thank you that you care about her like that now. Like, you are disgusting.
Facts.
This is what you do with all your clients.
All my clients like that.
Yeah, you get them to look the way you want them to, and once you actually do, you just them. And I am just embarrassed that I fell for this bullshit.
We've been together for like a year and a half. I mean, you know me better than that now. I mean, that's just such a fucking wild accusation.
Paul, you're a cheater.
You picked another girl.
You guys, I'm not going to sit here and let you.
You picked another girl. You're not going to apologize to Naomi at all?
No, I mean, if she wants to talk, we could talk off the phone. I mean, we could do that.
Well, he hung up. He's an idiot. Naomi's probably calling all his clients right now, trying to explain everything. But yeah, here's the thing I will say, Naomi. I feel like this is the one he got caught with. I'm sure there's more.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm sure there's more.
Y'all live together or are you just dating?
No, we're just dating, thank God.
That's easy peasy enough.
Yeah. Well, you'll be just fine, girl.
Yep, because I look great now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you already have your revenge body. You're good.
Exactly.
You know it's easy being you. You are a fine-looking woman. You can just go out and point at a guy and be like, you, me, home, now.
And we usually say yes.
Yes. You can cave girl it. Me hungry. Me want num num.
Why did you turn into a caveman?
Because girls can literally just talk like that to any man, and we're just idiots and be like, okay. And men, we have to buy flowers, spend $250 on a dinner.
If I was single, I would love to test that theory.
I know. I just got
home.
The visual. Me hungry.
Imagine sending me out into the streets at a club and I do that.
You would have a date in 6 minutes.
Oh,
I know.
It'd
work.
That's the thing. It would actually work. I promise you. If you went out and you just walked the market like you, me, date today, the guy would be like, okay.
I want num nums.
Me, matcha, now.
Now.
It's that easy. So try the cave girl technique, Naomi. Let us know how that works, okay?
Will do.
Yeah, try it out. Let me hear you. Yeah. Say, me, matcha, now. Go ahead, let's hear it.
Me, matcha, now.
There it is.
Yeah, you're natural.
She's already hella mad. That's why this is working right now.
Just trying to make light of it. Naomi, you're going to be good. Yeah, I promise you that, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, me, thank you.